Hey, everyone, this is Jacob. Let's find out what's happening down Gilead Lane.
Time for the Coleraine Community Corner again.
There's an Adiantum pedidum sample up here.
What are you guys talking about?
Andropogon gerardii?
A what?
The fun art science hodgepodge event.
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Richter walked up to the microphone and just grabbed it away from Mr. Richter.
She did?
Yeah, she was so mad. You could totally tell that she was...
Hey, oh. hey, save me some of that popcorn, girl.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Mr. Morrison.
Wait a minute. Aren't you two supposed to be at that sophomore dance planning thingamabob?
Oh, we just got back. That's what we were telling Mom about.
Oh.
Mr. and Mrs. Richter are doing the whole thing.
And it's open to everyone, not just sophomores.
Really?
Since it's the 100th anniversary of the dance.
But the weird thing is that for the first time, Mr. Richter, not Mrs. Richter, is the one behind the whole thing. And the twist is that he's running it hand in hand with a drunk driving awareness campaign.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh? And every time he brought up the drunk driving thing, Mrs. Richter tried to stop him. She just seemed so scared.
Yeah, like she thought Mr. Richter was going to start telling the whole truth about his past any time he had the mic.
Oh, you're probably right. That man has a long road ahead of him.
Yeah, I'm sure he's hoping this awareness thing will alleviate some of his own guilt. Yeah.
But Grace forgave him for that accident. It was 30 years ago. Why can't he just relax and be friends with her?
Yeah.
That accident killed her parents and blinded her, Brookie. For a man who doesn't even have forgiveness in his vocabulary, it's going to take a while.
And we all need to keep praying for Tom.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing that Grace Andrews is a patient woman.
Amen. Now, come on, this ball. It's still a long ways off, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in the spring.
Right.
But it's always such a big deal that we plan it way early.
And now it's even a bigger deal, even though the sophomores won't have much to do with it.
No kidding. I just can't believe that I have waited pretty much my entire life for this dance. And here Tiffany Richter waltzes in, and now she's going to take the whole thing over.
Well, I'm just glad Tiffany's at the high school now, not of our lives.
Hey. Whoa, look who's here.
Hey, guys. Some of that popcorn over here.
Oh,
Mikey, you said we were just coming down to borrow Mom's good scissors.
I just want a little snack. We've been working all night.
Oh.
I wish I could do a project with someone.
Yeah. Hey, how's the project coming, Mike? Haley?
We have tons to do.
It's fine.
We have tons to do.
What project? What are you guys talking about?
How could you forget, Becca? It's November. Time for the Coleraine Community Corner again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I never did figure out why our town does that every year.
Yeah, it's just a fun art science hodgepodge event for kids to strut their stuff.
And it raises money for the school district, right?
Oh, yeah. And this year they're hosting it in the addition at the elementary school.
Oh, nice. I knew all about that. My dad's sponsoring a snack booth there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that next weekend already?
Oh,
yeah.
You bet.
I still want to know how Haley and Mike ended up working together.
We just wanted to do something together.
Yeah, we never have before. And since this is just for Coleraine and it isn't like some super serious competition, I figured it'd be fine to work with Mikey.
Hey!
Oh, very generous, dear.
I wish I could do something with you two.
Sorry,
only two
Tim.
People per group.
Ah.
I know. But, Brooke, maybe you wanted to be in a group with me.
I can't, buddy. I don't have time.
Nobody has any time.
Well, what about me, Tim? Don't I count?
Yeah.
You want to do something with me, Justin?
Well, sure. There's no age limit on the community corner, is there?
No. You just have to be a student.
Well,
yes.
Sounds great.
Sounds
lovely.
Okay, lights out, guys.
Mom.
We have church tomorrow. Good night.
Okay, good night,
love
Mom.
You.
I love you, too.
Will you put my book on top of the dresser, Mike?
Sure.
Yeah.
Justin, do you think maybe I should sleep in here with you guys?
Why?
In case we get a good idea or something. For a project.
Go to bed, Timmy. We'll figure out something tomorrow, and it'll be the best project at the fair.
Okay. Night.
Night.
Are you sure you don't want to
go to bed?
Right.
Hmm. Go on back to the craft section and find what you need, all right?
Hello? Ben?
Coming.
Oh.
Well, hello there, Judge and Mary. How are you?
Oh, pretty good,
great,
sir.
Great, thank you.
Hi, Mr. Taylor.
Hi, Justin. Hi, Timmy. Well, they don't need my help finding anything, but no, what about you two?
Oh, no, not us. Justin and Tim needed some stuff for the Coleraine Community Corner, so...
There's going to be a pretty big turnout.
Oh, yeah.
I've had kids in and out of here all weekend, and I've still got to get my inventory ready for the booth that we're setting up there.
Oh.
Are you sure I can't do anything for you?
Oh, well, we actually came to see if you wanted to join us for dinner tonight. Seeing as your daughter's cooking half of it.
What?
Brooke and Becca kicked us out of the house. They're cooking for everyone.
Right.
Well, I might do that.
Oh,
well, Luke's out with a group of friends, and I'm almost done here.
There you go.
I hope that Beck and Luke haven't been overstaying any welcome at your house.
Oh, come on. Don't even say things
you
like that.
You know we love having them around.
Oh, thank you. And I know it probably sounds crazy, seeing that they consider you guys as family, but I've just been thinking a lot about... About how not having their mom around may be messing them up.
Oh, Ben, you are a wonderful father.
I didn't bring this up to get a pat on the back.
No, but maybe you need to hear it. In these 4 years since Joan left, I have never seen Luke or Becca more well-adjusted and in love with their father than they are right now.
Thank you, John.
Now, you don't need to thank me. I'm just telling you how it is.
When do we get to go on our hike, Justin?
Oh, in a couple of days. Grab some of those push pins so we can hold the plant specimens in place.
Got them. And when are we going to go on our hike?
Well, first I have to spend some time going over my science books in order to find out exactly what plants are indigenous to this area of the Midwest.
But you said we get to take hikes together and pick stuff out for the display. That's why I thought we decided to do this project.
Well, it is, but I have to do research first if we're going to have a successful showing of Coleraine plant life. And just you wait. Everyone's going to love our project.
Well, can I read some research, too? And we can go up in the attic, and maybe Mommy will make us some hot chocolate,
well,
and...
my books aren't really for second graders, Tim.
Oh. Well, I could turn the pages for you or something.
Or you could look through all Mom's storage places for old boxes and containers that we can build the displays in. And I'll do that old boring research, okay?
Okay. But then we get to go on our hike together, right?
Yeah. Now, let's just go look at that poster board. We gotta hurry.
See Luke getting involved at school more.
Oh. I know exactly what you mean. Oh, hold on a sec.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Good evening. Tom, Monica, what can I get for you?
We didn't come to shop. Hello, John. Hello, Mary.
Oh.
Well, then what can I do for you?
Tom, this is your idea. Go ahead.
Right. I understand that you're running a booth at the Coleraine Community Corner this coming weekend.
That's right, as usual.
Mm-hmm. Monica always likes to contribute profits from these community events to a local charity.
It makes the town look good.
Right, but this year, we were hoping that
you
maybe...
I
was hoping that the local businesses hosting the booths would want to give a percentage of their profits as well.
Wow. Perfect idea, huh?
Well, that sounds great. What's the charity?
Well, we haven't exactly agreed upon one yet.
Probably one from an existing list
but
we have.
Maybe not. I mean, we're open to something new.
Do not do this, Tom.
Maybe you can help.
Hey, what about that homeless shelter in Easttown?
Or a mentoring program. Well, they can always use assistance.
Sure.
Those are good. But I was thinking... Well, we always choose a charity, and I thought maybe we could take a different approach to this one.
Tom!
I was thinking some needy group or like disabled people.
Tom,
or
let's just stick with our normal list of charities.
Well, actually, I want to hear where you're going with this, Tom.
Yeah, me too.
Well, like some school.
School?
Well, do you have a particular one in mind?
I know. There's that New York Institute for the Education of the Blind.
Yeah.
I'm sure they could use donations.
You mean the school Grace Andrews attended?
Exactly.
Absolutely not. I want the proceeds to go to a normal charity and not something
that...
No,
it's perfect. After all, Grace Andrews is a community member. And even my father used to give money to that school.
Your father never gave money to that institution.
Oh, yes, he did, Monica. When he sent Grace there after the accident, he paid for everything. if you remember.
I think that sounds like a worthy cause, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. And I'd be happy to donate a percentage of the profits from my booth.
Good man.
Haley, it doesn't have to be perfect.
Stop moving your arms or I'm gonna have to start over.
Ugh, the uniform looked fine the way it was.
Michael, it did not look fine. It looked exactly like the 1960s costume. Look at this picture.
It all looks the same, and my arms are tired.
Let me help you get that pinned, Haley. And let's have this be the last alteration Mikey has to stand for.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, Timmy.
You and Haley look like you're having a lot of fun, huh?
I don't know if fun's the word.
Where's Justin, Timmy? Aren't you two supposed to be at the library getting plant books?
Justin thought it would go faster without me.
Mm. What? I thought you guys were partners.
Hasn't he done everything so far?
You two, be quiet. What were you going to do while he was gone, Timmy?
Well, he told me I could color in some of the leaves on the poster boards.
Yeah?
But I wanted to wait so I could do it with him.
Oh, that was a good idea, Timmy.
Come on, you guys. Are you done yet?
Hold still.
There. Okay, now, you get out of that, Michael, and Haley, I'll help you get the sewing machine all set up in a few minutes.
We've got to hurry if we're going to go to youth group tonight.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I still have to do my homework.
Oh, Michael.
Justin's probably going to go tonight, too, isn't he?
He usually does.
Well, maybe we can just make our hike on the nature trail extra long on Friday.
Maybe.
Thanks so much for all your help, you guys.
Sure.
Are you heading over to the youth group tonight?
Yeah, the Morrisons are picking us up. Oh, did I tell you Brooke wants to help us out with a booth on Saturday?
No, that'd be great. We can use all the help we can get.
Yeah, I heard it's going to be a pretty big crowd.
Tell Brooke she can come for dinner on Saturday night.
Yes.
I'll make anything you want.
Is that a promise?
You bet. Your favorite meal.
Chicken a la gante?
Yep.
Score. And homemade ice cream?
Done.
Really? You haven't made that in forever, Dad.
Yeah, not since before Mom left.
Luke.
Oh, sorry. It's okay, guys. You don't need to protect me. Besides, you're right. I haven't made ice cream in years.
It was her favorite.
I know. But that doesn't mean I should have stopped making it, does it?
Dad, we haven't thought about ice cream.
Yeah, don't worry about it. But it's not just the ice cream. It's all those little things I stopped doing because they were too painful for me after your mom
left. Stop
it,
Dad. You're the best dad ever.
Yeah. We love you, Dad. I love you guys, too, so much.
Now, knock it off. We're getting as bad as the Morrisons with all this weepy stuff.
Didn't even eat your after-school snack. You want me to pack it in a paper bag so you can have a special little picnic?
Yeah, that'd be so fun because...
No thanks, Mom. Remember, Timmy, we really have to focus while we're out there on the nature trail.
And don't you think you'd have time to stop for just a little picnic, Justin?
Yeah, just a little one?
Sorry, but we have to finish this plant display tonight, and there's a lot of specimens to collect.
Okay...
If you want to stay home and have a snack with Mom, Timmy, that's fine. It'd actually probably be a lot more efficient if I went out there by myself.
You don't want me to come with you?
Justin.
Well, I was just making a suggestion. Sorry. Well, come on, Tim. Let's get moving.
Bye, Mommy.
Bye, guys. And have fun, okay?
Okay. Bye.
See you later.
Hurry up, Tim. I need that box you're carrying.
Which way did you go?
You gotta keep up, Slowpoke. I'm right here.
I thought I lost you.
Oh, you just have to walk a little faster. There's an Adiantum pedidum sample up here, and I want to get it in that woodland habitat box you've got. I can't believe you found one in November.
A what?
A special kind of fern, like Mom has at home. Oh, come on, or I'm gonna forget where it was. Believe me, Squirt, this is all gonna pay off because we are on our way to the best display at the community corner.
Are we gonna put all the plant things in the boxes on the posters when we get home?
Well, actually, I was thinking that I could just mount all the stuff since I know exactly how to arrange and organize it.
But when am I gonna get to do something with you?
Well, right now. We're on our hike, Squirt. Are you okay, Timmy?
But this isn't like I thought it would be. Haley and Mike are doing all kinds of stuff together with their thing.
So are we, and ours will probably take first place.
I guess.
Well, you wanted me to help you with the project, right?
Yeah, I wanted you to help me.
And I want to make sure that my little brother has the best exhibit there.
You do?
Of course.
Well, then we can go home and you can put all the stuff on the posters. Maybe I can color them in and then we can make them together.
And, well, I already finished coloring everything.
You said that was my job.
I'm sorry. I thought you didn't want to since you didn't do it when I was at the library the other day.
I was just waiting for you.
Well, let's not worry about it. You'll probably like what I did with the posters anyway.
Yeah. I guess I can just watch you finish the displays.
Or you could go see what Haley and Mike are up to. You know, so I can concentrate and all that.
Okay. Let's go get that fern thing and go home.
Come in.
What's wrong, Timmy?
Tomorrow's the project fair.
And
I didn't even get to have a picnic with Justin.
Why would you have had a picnic?
Our hike is this afternoon, and he didn't even want me to go with him.
Yes, he did, Timmy. Come here.
He doesn't want me to do anything with him.
Shh. You take a breath and tell me what happened, okay?
Okay. Justin said that he would help me do a big thing about plant stuff, and now he's too busy to...
Okay, and that'll leave room for the Echinacea purpurea leaves? Good.
Justin?
Yeah, Ma?
Can we talk a minute?
Well, can it wait? Because I don't really have time right now. I'm putting the finishing touches
on this
plant.
Let me rephrase that. We are going to talk a minute.
Okay.
So, that's the plant project extraordinaire, huh?
Well, yep, I'm just putting on the finishing touches. Timmy's gonna love it when they slap the first place ribbon on here.
Will he?
Well, of course he will. We worked really hard on this.
We? I know you wanted to help your little brother do a wonderful job, like every other project you undertake. But I want to ask you to take a look at something.
Well, yeah?
Tell me how much of this display did you create together? Justin, does a second grader use words like Andropogon gerardii?
Well, it's the formal name for...
And does a second grader know how to make variegated 3D pictures of leaves along the poster border?
Well, Timmy didn't color it when he had the chance.
Honey, he was waiting for you.
Why would he have waited for me? He knew I was busy trying to make his exhibit the most comprehensive, outstanding one they'd ever seen at Community Corner. And I'm gonna go tell him that...
No, not tonight. You're not. He's sound asleep.
He's sleeping already?
When you got home from that hike, Justin, he went into Brooke's room and cried himself to sleep.
He did?
Mm-hmm. Brooke came down and got me as soon as he nodded off in her room. That little guy just loves you so much, Justin.
I know. I only wanted to give him the best I could give, Mom.
I know you did. But Justin, Timothy doesn't care about winning.
He doesn't?
No. He doesn't care about project fairs or plants or coloring in pictures. He wants to be loved and to feel like he belongs. Honey, the only reason he wanted to do a project at all was because he wanted to spend time with one of his heroes, his big brother.
And I didn't even take time for a picnic with him today. Do you think he'll forgive me?
I think he might.
Thank you,
to all who are participating in this year's Coleraine Community Corner. We're very pleased to be hosting such a fine event. And just another reminder, all the Coleraine businesses that are represented by booths here today will be giving 25% of their profits to the New York Institute for the Education of the Blind. A very worthy and noble cause, we believe.
That'll be 75 cents, please.
If you would care to give cash donation.
Thanks so much for helping us out today, bro.
Yeah, no kidding. I've never seen so many people turn up for this thing. Yeah.
Believe me, eating your dad's homemade ice cream will make us more than even. Oh, pass me some of those chocolate bars, would you?
To eat?
To restock.
Whatever.
When are they going to announce the winners? I can't wait to see how Michael and Haley do.
I can't believe she got him to dress up like that.
Well, they were just football uniforms.
Yeah, but he had like 10 costume changes.
Well, they wanted to show all the fashion trends in football through the entire century.
So he was asking for it.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brooke.
Hey, Brooke.
Hey, do you guys have any juice boxes?
And raisins and chocolate?
You know, we're probably going to have dinner as soon as this thing's over.
Well, yeah, but, you know, we want to get a couple of things just for us. How about a couple bags of pretzels, too?
Okay.
Oh, that'll be good picnic food, Justin.
Oh, picnic food, huh? Okay, that's $6.50.
All right, thanks, Brooke.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
I believe we're just about ready to announce the winners and move into the award
Justin,
presentation.
Timmy,
if
they're
all
about
the contestants
the
would please step up to their project
Do you
want to
stay and see if we win,
started.
Justin?
What, when I finally got the chance to go on a picnic with my little brother?
You mean it?
Well, maybe we should stay for the awards.
Aww.
Oh, I'm just kidding you, Goof. Let's get out of here.
Yay!
I still say Mike and Haley should have won.
No way. Justin and Timmy deserve to win.
But they put so much work into it.
Yeah, but
I think Mike and Haley were just fine with the decision. The judges made up a category.
That's right. They've never given out most interesting before, have they?
I still think I would have felt gypped if I were them, though.
Oh, good. Brooke's here. She can tell us if Mike and Haley thought it was fair.
At least she made it in time for dessert.
Yeah.
It's about time, Brooke. You've got...
Hello, Rebecca.
Brooke, you better tell all the details. Mom?
I'm floored. No, really. I'm on the floor. I can't believe it. If that is really Mrs. Taylor coming home after being away for 4 long years... That is going to really impact Becca and Luke. At the same time, Justin was just learning a super valuable lesson about family and loving those closest to him. Maybe you have a sibling you just don't feel close to, or your parents. Does your relationship with them need help? CBH Ministries is dedicated to kids and their families. If you're having a tough time understanding what it's like to love each other through the Spirit of Christ, we're here to help. Write us with your prayer request and for a list of resources that can help encourage you. Our address is easy to remember. It's Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Today's episode, Just in Time, is a production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids. It was written and directed by Beth Culp, produced by Simon Guevara, engineered by Lee Nordine with music by John Campbell. The executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob. We'll see you again next time, down Gilead Lane.